Hello, I'm Phil Little, host of the Private Investigator Experience podcast, where we talk about the life and cases of a private investigator. And from time to time, I post some thoughts on things going on around the world that might affect us here at home, either in a violence form or some sort of incident that can affect us here in the States. If this is your first time with us, I own West Coast Detectives, 102-year-old global security firm, and I work my cases through the lens of my military, law enforcement, intelligence service, and global security background. Then I just add a touch of my biblical worldview to come up with solutions for our clients. Is it only me that feels like the country and the world is out of control? I feel like I'm in a room with lights flashing all around on all the walls, and I'm just spinning around trying to look at all the pictures, and I'm losing my balance. So much of what is going on in the forefront of our news is the Hamas massacre on October the 7th, 2023, when they invaded Israel, and the world was already in a fragile state of peace, and that has disrupted the whole world. I believe we've been in an official state of disorder since 2020. And with my biblical worldview, having read the book of Revelations from the New Testament, I know the end of the story. And I also can look at some of the events and be warned about them that lead up to the end times. This barbaric evil attack and the unleashing of worldwide anti-Semitism with Jewish persecution leading to violence around the world, it's accelerated the general lawless disorder. In the United States, it's been met for the most part with a lack of response from the legal system. And that is unbelievable. Today is a result of some of my investigation out around the world on topics I became interested in, from being exposed to real-life situations on the ground in the more than 30 countries I've been to. I first became exposed to intelligence gathering and its importance in my law enforcement work, and found my interest grew as I moved to the private sector. My interest was piqued by my trips into Israel, and then into southern Lebanon in the late 70s, observing the terror being inflicted on the citizens of southern Lebanon using terrorism and violence as a tool. This led to my multi-year investigation into where did the sources of terrorism come from. And in my first book, Hostile Intent, it tells my story and finding the source of terrorism. I've done a lot of studying on the theory of terrorism, but most of my understanding has come from on-the-ground experience around the world. And using the what we call tradecraft in our business, or HUMIT, in gathering of information, and you might not know what that term is. Well, all it is, it's gathering information from real people on the ground. One of the things I learned from my early studies, that a violence appears to have 25-year cycles. And with events in the world then changing the form of violence and its execution. I'm reminded of an old radio show, and I'm dating myself here. I was just a small child, though. It was back in the 50s when there was a radio show on called The Shadow. And every show opened with this deep voice saying, "No one knows the evil that lurks in the heart of man. Only the shadow knows." And I determined right then, I wanted to be one of those who knew the secrets from the shadows. And from those early days of my journey, I've seen terrorism and violence take on more and more evil. And the example of October the 7th Hamas massacre in Israel just highlighted that, and I thought I'd seen some pretty nasty things from ISIS and other places where I've been involved in terrorism investigations out around the world. When I start talking about terrorism, we could go on for hours, but let's focus on the most recent changes in the world, which has spread violence and terrorism around the world. My investigation revealed that the start of the really public disorder to a heightened type was in 2020, after the George Floyd case, and then the racial unrest that followed that. Then, with the lockdowns from the pandemic, we've seen violence grow out of control. From that time until now, and with a lack of enforcement in so many of the cities across the country, public disorder has evolved into one of the most serious forms of violence since the Second World War, where Hitler used the same approach to bring Germans to the point of accepting his rule to bring, now listen to this, order from the disorder that had swept Germany, not unlike what's happening here. Think about what happened in the U.S. and how this spread around the world. Why has disorder been allowed to grow with all the civil disobedience and violence when in the past, existing laws were used to shut it down and prosecute the instigators of the violence quickly? It takes a deep dive investigation into this issue to discover what the difference is this time. One big difference is key institutions, universities, schools, institutions of all type, major corporations, government agencies, at the highest levels, and then with the Justice Department being co-opted or taken over by individuals which seem to pose to our American way of life and the freedoms that our Constitution guarantees. The safeguards the framers of our Constitution put in place have been ignored, as if they weren't there. And no one has risen up to say and push back, stop, no way, not on my watch, you're not going to destroy the Constitution. This is not the time to be concerned. We have to become alarmed, for the next 7 months will tell if we turn around the decline of our great experiment, the American Republic, with 248 years and counting, and I'm concerned about how many more it's going to be that we can call ourselves a free nation. I've been guilty of being asleep. And with my background, I should have seen sooner what the agenda of the radical left really was and how it was spreading after the pandemic. We don't have a lot of time, but I want to deal with some unfortunate things that I've learned from my investigation. And it's interesting to note that the vast majority of citizens aren't taking this rise of the violence and all this going on in the woke really seriously. You know, they seem to think, well, we've always been Americans, we've always been free, and we will always be free. This is a cycle. It'll clear up and we'll be back to normal. So, folks, it's not going to happen this time. And it's really amazing to understand how far this woke ideology has gone when over the last 2 or 3 years, all the polls show that 70% of the people plus are against this woke ideology and all it stands for. Well, what is wokeness? What is critical race theory? A lot of people don't even know what that is yet. And DEI, we've heard a lot about that. Diversity, equity, and inclusiveness. As an investigator, I've spent considerable time in investigating this movement, and I found hidden in this agenda is the effort to change our country from a republic governed by a constitution and a bill of rights to a totalitarian rule. How did this wokeness get so far advanced with the majority of us not seeing what was happening? Part of the answer is that the backers of the woke movement were quietly moving into positions of power in all the institutions I've mentioned above. With 2020, they then were ready to come out in the open with the cover of the lockdown. Their playbook is not new. I saw it in many countries I worked in around the world. The position of many of America's enemies has for decades believed that the only way to bring America down was from within. We would never do it from without because of our military and the armed citizens. They could never pull that off. So their idea was to get people in the system, rise to a position of control and influence. They finally achieved much of that internal control that the communists back in the days of the 60s would only fantasize about. I deal in facts, and if anyone takes the time, you will find out the facts and what the real agenda is. Wokeness has infiltrated every industry, from the military to media to corporate businesses. In lack of a public support, why is that? But many concerned Americans think it can be stopped if the silent majority rises up. The word woke was first printed in 1962 in New York in a Times essay, and it traditionally has meant consciousness and aware. The Oxford Dictionary term originally meant well-informed or up-to-date, but now it seems to mean alert to racial or social discrimination and injustice, at least that's from some of these radical leftist viewpoints. Wokeness, as we think of it today, has a lot of its roots in the decades of critical race theory coming from universities and now down in high schools and even grade schools. Today, it's intertwined with our cancel cultural and critical race theory and progressive activism. and it's everywhere you look. Even the U.S. military has offered personal development classes focused on diversity, equity, and inclusiveness. You know, let me say here, our country is not perfect. And we've done a lot of things we shouldn't, but let me tell you, we're the best in the world, and we have done more to correct our mistakes, particularly when it involved race, than any other country in the world. And if you talk to, I know many of my black friends and black members of my family, we're a multiracial family, have a whole different viewpoint than what you hear from these radical leftists. But General Mark Milley, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, defended the teaching of critical race theory and other woke curriculum in military academies. That was testimony before the House Armed Services Committee. I think we should spend more time on training our soldiers how to fight and how to recognize terrorism and deal with it. Seems like that would be a little more important. The media has similar come under fire for their activism. They're just a mouthpiece for wokeness, and there's no, they don't even try to hide it. School districts have faced public outcry over their teaching of the critical race theory, leading many states to go so far as they're banning it because it's so detrimental to our young people's lives. The push toward wokeness picked up speed during the Obama administration when there was a separation of race from class. It was a class war that was started by that administration. And a movement to lump all non-white ethnicities into a homogeneous identity called diversity. But it wasn't until the last 2 years that wokeness reached a fever pitch. I think the perfect storm of COVID, this lockdown of two-thirds of the population for 15 months, the self-induced recession, the Trump derangement syndrome, the George Floyd death, months of ongoing riots, the inactivity and inability to get people to meet one another, the crazy election, and all of that was a spark or fuse that lit this pre-existing problems. It was like pouring gasoline on a smoldering fire that erupted into a huge wildfire. In the last 2 years, the attack on our youth with this gender confusion has been brought on by this radical teachers of education materials that in many cases the parents weren't aware of, and young children should never be confronted with this. The proponents of the critical race theory and woke ideology have used a classic Marxist playbook to brainwash young minds and turn them against their parents toward the state. Trust us, not your parents. We're more concerned about you than they are. And don't tell them what you're learning at school, because this will cause you lots of harm. And their young minds will actually follow that. They will believe that. I know I've had parents tell me that, oh, whatever my kids learn at school is wrong, I can straighten them out when they get home. For folks, that's not going to happen. Still today in 2024, with all the pushback against CRT and the gender confusion tearing apart families, so many parents I talk to don't know that what the schools are teaching. Wake up, parents. For opponents of this societal push toward wokeness, not all hope is lost. The majority of Americans don't support it. Whatever aspect we look at in this wokeness, whether it's gender or race or immigration, transgenderism, it doesn't have public support. 68% of American adults disapprove of the current administration's handling of the southern border, where an open-door policy has led to a massive influx of illegal immigrants into the country, and that's from a Pew Research poll. A Fox News poll further showed that despite a raging debate in many communities over the critical race theory being taught in schools, now listen to this, see if you're one of these, nearly half of the voters say they have never heard of it. To me, that's unbelievable. And of course, I've learned a lot about it in the middle of, so I just think everybody knows about this. But I'm talking to a potential audience that 50% at least have not heard of critical race theory and how dangerous it is. That is scary, folks, and we need to wake up. And only a quarter of Americans, or less, 20 to 25%, are in favor of teaching it to U.S. students. Another Pew Research study showed 73% of Americans say that college admission should only be based on the abilities of the student, not on race. One thing is clear about the trend that's dominated much of academia, media, and the corporate America. It does not stem from a grassroots support. So that gives us hope that we can still turn this country of ours around. The left's vague claims that America is inherently racist, adjudicated by metrics. Experts say that this is because proponents of woke ideology are now in positions of leadership. So they can call terms what they want, dictate what they want, when they have a press that will spread it out and only report what they're telling him to, not all sides of the situation. Unlike the 60s revolution, they were protesting outside the corporations or outside the New York Times or outside Hollywood. These people today, they've taken over. They run Hollywood. They run the NBA. They run the Major League Baseball. They run the NFL. They run Wall Street. They run Silicon Valley. They run the universities, and they run the media. That's what we're faced with a small minority that is getting their way because we have been silent. They infiltrated these institutions and took them over. So that explains why an agenda that has very little popular support continues to thrive. As I've said, the mainstream media has fully bought into this ideology, and they can be counted on to report it and not fairly report all the facts. Outlets like the New York Times and the Washington Post are now fused with the woke mob from what they print. The left has succeeded in pushing this ideology into every facet of American life because they're organized, and opponents need to learn to fight fire with fire, folks. Conservatives are very polite. We don't normally want to cancel people. They don't want to boycott. They don't get angry and noisy and yell and scream. But this has to end if we're going to continue to live in a free society. As I've said before, President Reagan said that we can lose our freedoms in one generation if we lose the minds of our youth. And remember, too many times we want to live on those patriots of the past who has fought and given their lives in cases to keep us free. Our freedom depends on what every generation does in their fight to keep their freedoms and keep totalitarian rule out of the government. It's going to take us to stand up for our generation. So we need to use the same mythology to fight back. Otherwise, we're going to be steamrolled, and like we have been, by a minority. Doesn't have popular support. They're just much better organized and better funded. Remember, back in 2010, what slowed down the Obama administration's program was when the Tea Party organized a takeover of the House with 63-seat pickup and slowed things down for a while. So it is possible to stop this takeover if the majority steps up and let the voices be heard. And we need to come out and come against the schools and other areas that are trying to brainwash our children. And then, this is a big company that we're all stockholders in. We need to vote for candidates who are against the radicalization of our country. I get asked, how do we vote? Well, let's put aside political parties. We first should investigate candidates' backgrounds. Are they supporters of the Constitution, rule of law, support First and Second Amendments, believe in religious liberty and the freedom for people not to be religious if they want to, believe that parents should control what their children are taught, and firmly believe in less government and more for citizens' control. That's a good start. If we can get men and women with those character traits, then we have a chance of keeping our country free. Will you step out of the crowd and stand with us? You can get involved just by liking, sharing, subscribing, and you know the drill. Hit that notification bell so you know about future posts. Get the word out to as many people as we can. Do your own investigation. Become an investigator. There's plenty of resources for you to do that. Find out what's going on in your community, and then make a point to do something about it by getting involved at your local level. Please leave any of your comments. I'd love to hear what you think about this. What's your thoughts about what's going on and how serious it is? Or maybe something is going on in your community and you might want to find out if there's organizations that can help. Or if you have, maybe you have a situation in your life, family, or business that you would like to know if a private investigator could help you. send me an email directly, which is the best way to contact me. You can always leave comments on all the platforms, but my email is plittlepi777@gmail.com. Let's take back the direction of our country. Be safe. May God bless you. May God bless your family. And may God bless America.